Live from Liverpool, we need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
Oh my god, this is such scary music. It can only mean one thing. It's the Halloween special part deux, as the French would say. Oh my god, it's our first live investigation and we're going to a cathedral. Is this music really suitable for a place of worship? I don't know, because it's Anglican and I'm a Catholic. Oh my god, what am I to do? It's building to a crescendo. Sorry about that. Anyway, this is the first live investigation of the Halloween special. Yes, me and Rebecca are going to the Anglican Cathedral in Liverpool. It is massive. It's actually the second largest Anglican cathedral in the world. World. It is in the world, yes. And we're going to go look around its graveyard at night. Terrifying. Its graveyard is huge. I think it's the biggest in Liverpool. And it does genuinely have, as you'll find out, as you will hear, over 57,000 people buried in it. That's larger than most countries. It's not. It's larger than most little towns, though. Little towns. Okay, so without any further ado, I do hope that you're having a wonderful Halloween. It's eve of the eve of Halloween. Yes, it is. Which in itself is an eve of All Saints Day. So yeah, I hope you're all well. Have you been over to the website yet? Talkaboutghosts.com. Go have a look over there. And if you're new to the show, thanks to Mr. Christopher Jericho, then welcome. Enough about all that. Let's get scared together. Without any further ado for real this time, me and Rebecca live in your ear holes right now. So then, Becca, here we are. We're in the flat and we're about to go on the first of our Halloween special vigil sort of things.
Woohoo!
Yes, woohoo indeed. We're off to the Anglican Cathedral in Liverpool and, secondly, St. James Cemetery, which is allegedly one of the most haunted places in Liverpool. What think you of this?
Apparently, there are about 58,000 people buried in...
58,000 people?
58,000 people buried in the grounds of the Anglican Cathedral. Seems quite high for such a small space.
Yeah.
Do you think they're like on top of each other?
Yeah, I do. I know that
well,
there's
like 6 foot, 5 foot, 4 foot, 3 foot.
I don't know how tall you are.
That's exactly what I meant.
But there's also the Irish deaths as well. The Irish deaths, as I like to call them. Potato famine people?
In Liverpool?
Yes. Or people who escaped. I'm sure there's something to do with the Irish famine there.
How?
I don't know. It's a good point, actually. Now I think about it, maybe not. But I'm sure there was.
Like, call yourself a researcher.
No, I haven't done much research, I'll be honest, because I like to go and thingy. But I will tell you a little bit of the history of St. James's Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
It was only established in 1829, by all accounts, because the cathedral itself, although it's the second largest Anglican cathedral in the world, I'll have you know.
The entire world?
The entire world.
Do you know what the first is?
No. Oh. Which, it's not really important. Now, it was actually built on a rock outcrop above the cemetery, known as St. James's Mount, yes. And in 1771, it was established as Liverpool's first public park. That's interesting, isn't it?
That's nice, yeah.
Yeah, now, the cemetery's got two entrances, which we're aware of, and they're always open. Oh! There's a stone path lined with recycled gravestones, which we'll be walking through,
mm-hmm.
which take us to the oratory and the main entrance of the cathedral. The southern entrance and near Upper Parliament Street is through a stone arch between the garden lodge and steps up to the mount. Now, obviously, inside there, you've got the Huskisson Memorial, which is where, I think his name was George Huskisson, was it?
William Huskisson.
William Huskisson.
Wasn't he the first man to be killed by a train?
He was, yes.
And apparently he can be seen limping.
He can see his ghost limping through the cemetery.
I feel like if you were hit by a train, limping would be the least of your worries.
That's an excellent point. Maybe he's going, oh, the bloody train's coming.
So are we to conclude that he was hit by the train, but it perhaps got his leg first, so he died with a bad leg, hence
it might have, yeah, ephemeral artery bleed out is what I'm saying he died of.
It's okay, he's just making this up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But the first man in the world in recorded history to be killed by a train.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know why that was?
Because trains hadn't killed anyone up until that time?
I was going to say a train at him. But no, George Stevenson. Is it George Louis Stevenson? Anyway, the fellow who invented trains, yeah. Basically. He was doing trials of the first ever trains, from Edge Lane or Edge Hill to, what's that place by St. Helens, Rainhill. Rainhill Stoops, I think.
Right.
Just between that one straight track. Through Highton, where I'm from.
Yeah.
And he was doing them to test the first ever steam train, I think. And in the world, Alp Gutter, in the world, Liverpool, history makers, yeah, baby. But yeah, Huskisson was killed.
What did he do? Did he step on the tracks? Did he not anticipate how fast they went? Or what was his thing?
I don't know. Let's see. He was an MP, apparently.
Was he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so he was there to maybe celebrate the train being tested?
Well, let's see. It says of his death, he'd been diagnosed with strangury, a tender inflammation of the kidneys. What? Did he die by a train? Or did he die of bloody kidney infection? Oh, hold on. He had undergone surgery and been advised...
Can you get him mad because he was ill before he died? Yeah. Wait a minute.
He was due to cancel all forthcoming appointments, which included the opening of the Liverpool and Manchester Railway. He chose to ignore this advice, believing that the event was too important to cancel. So he rode down the line in a special train constructed for the Duke of Wellington and his guests and dignitaries. And it was pulled by the locomotive called the Northumbrian, which was driven by George Stephenson himself. Bloody hell. The train was only on the south track. Goes on to say what was going on. The Duke of Wellington turned up. One of those who got off was Huskisson, who approached the Duke to take this opportunity to repair their relationship after a great falling out.
And after he jumped on the train that was meant for him?
I think so, yeah. So it resulted in Huskisson leaving the government and he shook his hand. At this time, the train was being pulled by the Rocket, the infamous Rocket, the first steam train.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. A shout went up. An engine is approaching. Take care, gentlemen. Everyone disembarked and stood back. On realising the danger, he panicked and made two attempts to cross the line, but changed his mind and returned to the Duke's carriage. At this point, the driver of the train became aware and threw the Rocket into reverse, but it would have taken 10 seconds to have any effect. Huskisson then panicked that the gap between the two trains was not big enough and so tried to clamber into the Duke's carriage. However, the carriage door had not been latched and so it slowly swung open, leaving him hanging directly in the path of the oncoming Rocket, which hit the door, throwing Huskisson onto the tracks in front of the train. His leg was horrifically mangled by the locomotive.
Right. It didn't kill him?
As Noah said, the door was ripped from the railway building and Huskisson was placed on it. The train was uncoupled. They put a tourniquet on his leg. It was not possible to do a field amputation. This is horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huskisson was still alive and able to make his will at 9 that evening until he finally succumbed to his injury. The death and funeral of Huskisson caused the opening of the railway to be widely reported. And people around the world became aware for the first time that cheap and rapid long-distance transport was now possible, but could be dangerous.
See, that's a shame. So it was his hesitation, wasn't it, that killed him? That's hesitation. Things like I've said to you in the car, isn't it? You've got to be careful. You know, you just need to make a decision sometimes, either go or not. It's the back and forth and the messing around.
This is very true, but the thing is, I won't be ever buried in such a regal cemetery, you know, next to a cathedral. I mean, I might. You never know. They might be like, Heareth lieth. The ghost hunter boy.
Well, if you listen to my advice about not hesitating on roads, hopefully we won't have to worry about that for quite a while.
Well, hopefully we won't. So anyway, for the interest of full disclosure...
So he did hurt his leg and then he limped.
So that he was limping. He did, he had a good few hours left in him with a limpy leg.
Is that how it works? If you get an injury just before you die, your ghost will have that injury forever. That seems a bit unfair, doesn't it?
It does seem unfair. But, you know...
He's like, I mean, how old was he? You know, he could have been any age. I'd say he was like... You know, 40s, 50s.
Yeah, possibly. But anyway, he's dead and he was buried there. So he's one of the many ghosts we can see there.
One of the 58,000.
58,000, if everyone becomes a ghost.
It'd be very crowded, wouldn't it?
It would be very crowded.
Imagine all the ghosts like clamouring for your attention. Kevin, I'm here. Talk about me.
That's a very good point. But what I will say is, in 2017, somebody actually caught footage of what appears to be a ghost, which I will put up to accompany this episode.
Let's see.
In the cemetery. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay, there's probably going to be an advert on this, because you know what?
I've got a game, which is right
on. There you go.
Right. Be an ever prepared as always.
It's a 30-second long advert.
That's
too far. But we'll see it out. Then when this advert's over, I'll show you the clip. I'll post this clip online so that the guys can see it. Guys and girls.
And this is where we're going.
Full disclosure, at this late stage in the early evening, we're going to go and see the church, or the cathedral, open. We're going to go round the cathedral inside, see how spooky that is, and then we're going to wait till it gets a little bit darker and then go into the cemetery itself. So here we go. Here's the video. Okay. What can you see?
Is this a ghost in St. James's Cemetery? What's that rule? Remember, there's a rule that every newspaper headline can always be answered with no.
Well, let's see. Oh, see it there? Something's moving. All right, that's shit. Oh, no, it's all right. Yeah. It's something there.
Not a ghost.
No.
It's... Well, ghosts don't flash. No, I think it's flickering
crappy,
on and off.
I think it's a crappy camera, you know, where it takes it in, like, 3-second bursts. I would say, like, the Willard Library camera, but you wouldn't know what I'm on about.
Yeah, now you're just making that up. Oh, yeah, no, it's only flickering because of the camera. God, Beck, it's just the technique. Like, I don't think so.
I appreciate that wasn't worth 30 seconds of waiting through them adverts. Anyway,
let's see if we can get better footage, eh?
Yes, for the internal part of going to the cathedral and walking inside the cathedral, where many men were killed, you know, not killed, they died. In the cathedral? In the construction of the cathedral.
Say, what kind of slaughter's this?
He wasn't put to death in the cathedral. But that's going to be on the lapel mic because we're doing this a bit surreptitiously and I don't think they'll take too kindly to us saying, hello, place of worship, we're looking for the dead. Whereas outside in the cemetery, we can go back to this style of recording because, you know, as they said earlier, it's
worth saying, we don't know that we're not allowed. So as far as we know, we are allowed. We're just going to do it on the lapel anyway.
Yeah. Best to ask for forgiveness than permission. Not in all things, I appreciate.
He says after a sharp look from me.
And a big swig of water. Right, okay. Let's go ghostbusting. Say hello to lapel mic, Becca.
Hello, lapel mic.
We're en route to the cathedral.
In the rain, to a
graveyard. Better? You couldn't ask for better weather.
Don't say we don't know how to live.
It's getting dark. We're here in one of the oldest cities in England. It is Halloween.
Because it's raining and we're going to go to a graveyard, basically. So I'm wearing my wellies and my wellies are amazing, but Kev wouldn't wear his wellies.
No, I wouldn't wear wellies because, you know, I've got a rat to protect.
Exactly. But my wellies are... Will you show people my wellies? You know when you put up that video, will you put up a picture of my wellies as well? I think people want to see them. They're dead good, these wellies.
Do you want to just describe them for the people? It's just before
I... just put a picture.
Right, okay, the black with the rainbow stripe on them.
Dead good, you love them.
Becca's doing a bit for...
so excited.
Homosexuals everywhere there.
Yeah, represent.
Represent. So, are you apprehensive about this?
What the fuck, we're going out in the rain to...
No, not just...
Wander around.
Not just the weather.
Cold,
I mean,
dark rain, yeah.
We are going to be walking round in the evening in a graveyard, a very old graveyard. 57,000 bodies in it. 58,000. It's gone up.
58,000 and two.
And counting. Yeah. You're not in the slightest.
How are ghosts affected by rain?
Oh, they're all for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all about it. Straight through them.
Yeah, and that's why. But it's also, you know, the darker the better. The wetter the better.
Why the wetter the better? That sounds like a lie.
That is a lie. The colder the better. I mean, it's October.
That sounds like a lie.
It's perfect ghostly weather. I must admit, I'm already getting a little bit jumpy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
No, I'm not getting jumpy. I think this isn't how I plan on spending my time, but...
you know, who does? Well, I do. We do. It's a busy night, isn't it?
I wonder if the guys can hear the rain.
Yeah, of course they can.
It's
top-notch microphone, this, you know. It's not... None of your Primark rubbish, this. It's not a Walmart job.
You're going to get sued by Primark now?
Yeah, and Walmart. Patreon's bought this, you know. It's where all the money goes. That, of course, in a fiendish drug habit. So, we're now crossing the main... What would you call that? A big road that stands between two places. The road.
Do you mean a road, yeah? Right. What else would it be?
I don't know. We're crossing the main thoroughfare... No, there's a better name, like...
Just come up past the Black E. That might be haunted, isn't it, Sam?
The Black E will be haunted. Yeah. Black E. It's a very, very old round building with a lot of history in it.
Yeah.
We'll have to look at that at some point.
They opened it... Well, it's open quite often, isn't it? We went in on Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year was dead good, yeah. I mean, but that's not scary. Any ghosts you want to talk about that?
No, but it did rain.
It did rain, yeah. Ghosts love the rain, so there you go, full circle.
So you've now made up today and are sticking to, by all accounts.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. A lot of tourists around, you see. Liverpool, a city on the grow.
I'm still feeling very sated now. We had a fantastic lunch.
We did have a fantastic lunch.
Tell them about the lunch.
Be very quick. This is a ghost podcast at Halloween.
Okay. But it was so good. So we had buffalo chicken fries. So it's basically topped, like loaded fries, topped with buffalo chicken. It was amazing. It was so good.
It wasn't.
I was looking forward to it all week. I saw it. I saw them advertise it on Facebook. And the second I saw it, I was like, we've got to try that. And then we went. And they were so patient. And it took so long to come. And I was sat there.
You was very patient. Anyway, do you know what I've looked forward to all week?
Don't say this.
Well, this, yes. You know what? We might be getting water on the lapel mic here, and that would be a travesty.
All right, that's it. Well, what do you want to do? How do we fix that?
You just stop being so enthusiastic about buffalo wings.
Oh, yeah, that's why you're getting rain on the lapel mic. Nothing to do with the rain.
Right, we're about to literally turn the corner now, and we will see, in all its majesty, the second largest Anglican cathedral in the world.
You really need to find out the first.
I will, yeah. I'll find out. I won't find out. So, there it is. It's a hell of a spectacle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a pretty impressive building.
I'll put photos up of this building. If you're ever in Liverpool, you need to come to it. It's amazing. It looks so much better at night. It's amazing. We need to have a little minute to regroup ourselves and then we'll go in.
Yeah, we need to go in.
Okay, so it's time for a midpoint. Yes, it is. Only a quick one, though, because it's a Halloween special. And we're about to enter the cathedral. So there's two next parts coming up. We go into the cathedral. We've got to stay very low on the volume, you know, place a guard. It's approximately, I don't know what time it'll be, about maybe 8 o'clock at night when we go in here. Thereabouts. But we have to keep the volume down a bit. And then we go outside as it turns pitch black into the graveyard. And it's bloody terrifying. So I do hope you're enjoying it thus far. Don't forget, go and check the website out, talkaboutghost.com. Everything you need to know. You can support the show there. Go to our Patreon page through that link. You can support it through other means as well. And you can get in touch with us, contact@talkaboutghosts.com. Amazing. So let's go back and see what these two crazy clowns are up to in a place of God. Hopefully they're not being offensive. We're walking up. I sound out of breath all the time.
It's because you're very unhealthy.
Well.
And don't do any exercise.
I love you too.
You don't doing any exercise, you can walk up a hill without getting out of breath.
I used to be a very good walker. Not no more. Right, we're about to enter, going up the steps.
We're not too late.
I don't think we'll be too late. It is late, but. You got somewhere to put your wellies? Very, very wet. Not your wellies.
What, you insane?
I'm not expecting you to remove your Wellingtons. It's a place of God, but come on. Here we are.
That couple on the way in had matching raincoats and matching shoes, and I'm really jealous. I wish we had matching raincoats and matching shoes.
We'll work on that.
Okay.
So, it's such a huge place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. The stained glass windows are amazing.
I imagine I'm going to have to up the volume on this recording because we're whispering because it is a cathedral.
Yeah, we have to remember we can't like bellow in here. So.
I can. I'm a Catholic. I can do what I want in here.
Those images actually look quite modern, don't they? You know, the dress. They're not like saint's dress. That's like a Victorian suit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very good point, actually.
Thanks.
Well, it's, you know, it's only just over 100 years old, which is astounding because it looks medieval. Yeah.
What, it was built on the graveyard? The graveyard came first?
No, it was actually a workhouse first. I believe the site...
But the whole graveyard's area. Been going since at least 18.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry, it's a lie. The Catholic Cathedral was built on a workhouse. This one was built from, like, it was designed in the 1800s and it was built in, like, 1903, I think.
What, on a graveyard?
No.
The graveyard was already here.
Oh, yeah, then yes, ignore me.
You need to get your facts right, honestly.
I do, yeah.
What kind of rubbish is this? You're welcome, everyone, for this fact-checking that I'm doing as we're going along.
I know, yeah. But you can't bellow in here. Bellow bed.
You can when you rise.
Hey, look at that, you can see as the sun's nearly completely set outside, coming through the windows. That's impressive. Look at the altar, it's huge.
See, people are smiling at me because of my wellies.
No, I think they're smiling because they're thinking, why is she wearing wellies in the city? It's not her.
Well, we'll see you when we get home, who has dry feet and who does not.
Yes, because that's the point of the podcast, let's find some ghosts, will you? You know what, I hope the microphone's picking up like the lovely... resounding echoes of the place. Right, you know what? I think there's a place called the Lady Chapel. Ladies! Which is allegedly very haunted.
Very haunted. Not just haunted.
Very haunted.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that laugh? I think it was something
yeah,
up
it was
there.
That man, yeah.
Yeah. And there's also, oh, we'll have to try that. That's like a whisper arch where one stands one side, one goes the other.
Okay, yeah. You can do you want to have a go with that? See if my whisper is picked up on them.
Yeah, so like
right, what do you do?
One of us stands underneath one of the arches. One of you stand on the other side.
Okay.
And it's meant to carry up and over the arch and you hear it.
Ooh.
And we'll be able to test this because I've got a lapel mic, he says for the 49th time.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's literally called a whispering arc. Or arch.
So do you stay here or do I stay here?
You sit down here. I'm going to go over there. You whisper into that. Yeah. Okay. Say something. What are you going to say? And we'll see if we can pick it up.
No, you'll see if you pick it up by if you know or not what I've said, obviously.
Oh, sorry, God. Yeah, go on then.
We're doing that on the clip.
Go on. Yeah. She's going to whisper into that, apparently, yeah. And see if it doesn't. Does it? You go through that? No, I can hear her saying in a dark, dark town, there was a dark, dark place.
Okay.
That's well impressive, yeah. There you go. Oh, if you want. Did you whisper or speak? Did it sound like you spoke?
Spoke very low.
Okay, I'll speak very low. Becca is a Wally. Becca is a Wally. Can you hear that? What was I saying? Becca is a Wally.
Yeah,
it?
I know.
Oh. It's good that there was
any need?
There was no need for that, I apologise. It's like a medieval telephone.
And not only were you saying that to me, you were saying that to all of us next to him could also be through this arch. Thank you for that. Really embarrassing.
I was going to say, oh, no, I was going to swear then. You can't swear in a church.
You can't swear in your podcast, have you?
No, I can, actually.
Can you?
Yeah, I own it. Right, this is good. We're losing people now.
Sounds like you're killing them.
No, well, you know, we need to get to the...
Lady Chapel.
I don't think there's ever going to be a point. I mean, because it's such a popular place, I don't think actually this part's going to be overly scary in all truth. Because I just don't think it is. You know, because there's lots of people. Now, this looks the business.
That says Lady Chapel, that way.
I know, yeah, but look at this.
Well, yeah, it is.
This is gates to a step. We're going down here. Can you go down there? We are. Now, there's no one down here. Yeah, I've gone through some wrought iron gates down into a cellar of the cathedral. Now I'm freaking out a bit because there's no one here. We're not meant to be here. We're definitely not meant to be here.
There's two doors. Which one do we choose?
Try that one.
Do you mean try that one? Are you trying? I am trying it.
You are trying it.
It's locked.
Go.
Try that one.
That's a fire escape.
Oh.
Set the fire alarm off in the cathedral. Hold on, this is a good place because there's no one here.
Okay.
If there's any ghosts here, please do something so we know you're here.
Do something that's a bit vague, isn't
it? All right then, please make a sound so we know you're here. Or whisper into the lapel mic, don't you do it. No? Okay. I'll give you one more chance. No? Oh, did that light flicker then?
No.
I blinked. Come on. Back up we go. Security guard just went past there. I think he was got a report of two people down some steps.
Trying to open lock doors.
Trying to speak to the dead. What? Do you know what Anglicans are like with belief in ghosts?
No. Well, like whether they're allowed to or not.
No, isn't like we just walked past a man of the cloth there and I don't know whether to say, excuse me, is this place haunted? Because he may just go, get out, you bloody hedonist.
Hedonist?
I don't know. That's a bit eerie. There's a window there that looks out over to the graveyard where we're going to go, and you can't see it because it's pitch black. Did you bring a torch?
No, I've got a phone.
Oh, well, I've got a phone, yeah. Stop showing off. although it's as beautiful as you think you'll ever see, and it really is, it's magnificent.
Yeah, it's pretty stunning.
But I actually don't think the spook we were looking for, it's a bit too touristy, isn't it? And they're not going to give us the run of the cathedral, are they, let's be honest. Even the toilets are like carved in marble. Yes, I think we may have to sadly cut short the visit to the actual cathedral. There are a lot of predictions cut off as well. It's not like, I had the feeling we'd be in like the bell tower and going, ha ha ha. But,
Why would you think that?
Because I'm an optimist. Never mind. Right then. They said in unison.
Losers. How do we get right down here?
Right, we need to find out how we get down this...
down here. I know the way.
A tunnelled entrance with reused gravestones. How would you feel about your gravestone being used for the wall of a tunnel?
I don't think that impressed if I was around to know about it.
Well, you wouldn't be. Oh, you would be as a ghost. You wouldn't be alive, obviously. You've got a gravestone. Yeah. You do the math.
That, what's that?
That is a very good question.
The oratory.
It's the oratory, yeah. It's like, yeah, let's read what it says on the sign. I'll get my torch out. So it says, the architect was John Foster. He died in 1846, formerly the chapel of St. James Cemetery. The oratory contains a group of fine 19th century memorial sculptures, and you can visit by appointment only. So that must have been here before the cathedral, obviously. So that was the original church for St. James Garden or Cemetery. Okay, so now, for the interests of full disclosure, we've now entered through one gate, the other one was locked, and we're literally walking down a cavernous path. I should take a photo of this, actually, for the website, shouldn't I? Not with us in it, though, but don't, we'll pull that face, you're not going to get on the photo. I just mean, I'll take a photo. The camera hasn't worked. That's spooky, the camera's not working, seriously.
Right, okay, you're probably just not doing it right.
No, I'll find one online.
You can have a photo another day.
To be honest, I've got that much stuff in my pocket. But I'm not trying to freak myself out, but that camera should be working.
Yeah, as if it's not just you being...
No, it's frozen. I think I need a new phone. Anyway, all of this now is gravestones on either side. So yeah, so there's some gravestones here. John Bryce, the Royal Artillery, died 18th of December 1864, 56 years. God bless him. May God bless you, sir. Is this in bad taste? I'm unsure. But to be honest, I can't stop now. I've got a podcast to do.
Well, also, you have a podcast about ghosts, so if you base it on dead people, who will it be based on?
In Jesus' sleep.
What does that mean?
I don't know. In a tunnel now?
Yeah. Here's what I don't like. You know, you get the descriptions, and it's like, Haley, you know, William, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Like, did this, did that, died this, did it. And then it says, also, Anne, his wife. And you're like, well, like, I would be furious if I was just a footnote on your gravestone. Like,
yeah, that's a very good point.
About, like, oh, why don't I get my own?
I mean, you
do something about me.
That's a sad thing. You will be as well. Because
will not.
It will. It'll say, like, here lies Kev Eustace, podcast host, musician, all-round good egg.
Yeah.
And Becca.
And also Becca.
And the sceptical Becca.
And Becca, who was with him sometimes.
So we're entering a part of the cemetery now, which I think it was an old quarry this year.
Yeah, that's squelching, by the way. I don't know if you can or not, but that's all the mud and the rain. And one of us is very glad they're wearing wellies. I bet the other one is starting to regret.
No, I'm not. I'm wearing bloody solid boots.
Not solid.
Anyway. Yeah, we're entering a very old part of the cemetery now.
What's
it's actually, that gate is, that'll be an unsafe part of the quarry. It looks like a tunnelled up, a walled up tunnel.
Bricked up tunnel, yeah.
Bricked up tunnel. That goes directly under the
well, it's engraved the cathedral. There on the wall. I can see an A and an L. You see that?
Where?
Something, something, AL?
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of engravings, like graffiti. Some of the graffiti, look at that. That graffiti, 1891.
Yeah, 1880.
1870, graffiti. Carved in. That's carved when, in tell you what, that's when you were a bona fide, legit... Stuck to your graffiti.
They must have had something there because, like, the details on that are really, like,
yeah,
like really clear. You know, it's like proper times New Roman.
Yeah,
font,
I mean, I'd love to meet one of them scallies who carry around a chisel and a hammer.
Know,
do you know what I mean?
Stencil.
And a stencil, yeah. I take my vandalism seriously, sir. This is eerie. See, this is. Have you ever heard the thing about suicides and where they get buried?
Aren't they not allowed to be buried in the church?
No, they are, but only I think it's...
But didn't they do the same with poor people?
No. Well, they might have done, I don't know. I don't care about the poor, I just care about suicide. They bury them in a specific aspect of the church, so like east, south, west or north, I can't remember.
Right.
And I know I said the point of the compass very weirdly then. But yeah, I think that's what this area is, because...
Right.
Let's see if it says took his own life or something, because that's not out of taste. Pass that torch. Margaret Anne, daughter of Yeah, topped himself. Unless it does it. Oh, he says, mocking the dead.
Oh, no, he didn't. He was only 9 months.
There's about four people buried there.
Well, the first one was 9 months. He died first.
So anyway, let's keep a lookout for... What's that? Oh, it's another person. Fucking hell. I just shit myself.
I
know,
well.
Yeah, but you know, you don't normally see groups of people. I mean, I am dressed like a fucking goth anyway. Like, I've got long black cloak, more or less.
Big coat again
on.
Fortunately, I'm brightening things up with my rainbow.
Yes, you are. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're probably more scared of me than I am of them. Yeah. I said that like
that. Do you think that girl knows that guy's there? Wasn't
I know. Yeah.
Can she see him too?
Can she see him too? Yeah. So yeah, we need to keep an eye out for limping spectres.
Okay.
We'll go to Huskisson's mausoleum as well. This part fascinates me. See this massive back wall here?
Yeah.
What it is, basically, listeners, is there's a huge wall with loads of little, like, arches in it that have been walled up, and it's on, like, three tiers. There's, like, three levels to this wall.
So you could, it'd take a while, but you could walk up to the top.
You could walk up to the top along, like, slanty roads, if you like. Not roads, but, you know, carved into the rock. But anyway, it's about 50 feet high, this solid long wall with loads of these little arches in. And at the back of that, there's a row of flats from the 18th century called Gambier Terrace. Now, they were originally put there for the very, very rich. And when you bought one of the apartments or houses, it actually came with a tunnel that goes underneath the building direct to one of these arches, and that's where your family will be buried. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
And now they're all walled up, yeah, just with the bodies behind.
A bit morbid, that. Imagine, like, that now, just, you know, this house, but it also comes with your own plot to bury your family.
I know, yeah. And, like the fact
how many children do you have? Oh, lovely, the space for the
three. The amazing thing is that, yeah. The amazing thing is, though, as well, not only your own plot, but your own tunnel to the plot that's in your basement.
Yeah.
It's absolutely eerie.
Oh, there's that spring. Can we see that spring?
Let's go and see a spring. There's a natural spring. Liverpool is not known for its natural springs, with it being at a city centre.
Chelly Beach Spring. Isn't there something to do with the witch with the spring?
There is allegedly a witch that, when this was a rocky outcrop, called, unbelievable name, Ginny Greenteeth.
Ginny Greenteeth?
Yeah, I know.
That was the name of the witch?
Yeah, allegedly.
Right. Don't I ask why?
Do you want to really have a guess? But no, on a serious note, about Ginny Greenteeth.
Yeah, God, Becca, stop making
jokes. I know, stop making jokes about Ginny Greenteeth. You're also not meant to say the name of a witch, you know, it gives them power.
Right.
Anyway, there's a song or a local rhyme like that kids do to do with Ginny Greenteeth, and I can't remember what it is, which is a shame, because it would have been perfectly apt right there.
Yeah, what's this to do with, what's the thing with the spring then?
I don't know, but there you go. That's Liverpool's only natural spring.
You can drink that.
I know you can drink that. Go on then.
I would. You wouldn't, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
I would.
Would I bollocks drink that?
Why?
Well, here's a clue. It's built into the wall that all of these mausoleums are in. Oh, they are. It says here, carved into the rock, the reader in me. That's it. I can't even make it up.
Christian reader.
Christian reader.
Something.
In me. Something of true liberty.
Of true.
And freely what bestow, or something. Something to flow. Have full. Something.
Of every cup of water given. That's it. The bottom line is for every,
cup of water given.
Okay. I think it rhymes. I wonder if it rhymes. To flow.
No. Bestow and flow rhyme. Heaven and given.
We used to find out that.
Ghost on a motorbike, everyone. Ghost a bike.
What's this big building here?
So this big building here,
it's
is
a big round, like, stone building. Quite slim, slim and tall.
Slim and tall, with, and I'm playing it cool with my homegirl, Paul Abdul. That's actually Huskisson's memorial. He's buried in there.
Oh, is it? So this is the first guy who was killed by the train?
Yeah, first guy ever to be killed by a train. Oh. Honest to God. You know, you're trying to do a haunted podcast, you've got the crazy frog running around. Anyway, so yeah, the Huskisson Memorial.
We're doing a ghost podcast, we'll get bullied.
It's a very good point. Huskisson Memorial. How spooky is that?
Born,
I mean, you can hear the echo.
What's that? Six 16?
I mean, I can't actually see where he would be in there. You can see right into the place.
Is he not underneath it?
Yeah, he must be there.
So basically there's three raised steps up, so I presume he's under it.
Yeah, he must be. So this is where allegedly you see the limping spectre of Huskisson. I think soon we go somewhere and just sit in the dark and see what happens.
That sounds fun, yeah.
It does sound fun.
Would you consider doing that on your own?
No, I wouldn't consider doing that on my own. I would die a thousand deaths.
What's an important quarry? So for many of Liverpool's public buildings of the 18th century were cut. Between 1825 and 1936 became Liverpool's main cemetery, designed by German Foster Jr. Now a public park with Shelley Beach Spring, am I saying that right? And wildflowers.
Yeah, do you know what's amazing as well? It's not actually that huge considering there's 60,000 people buried here. It's going up every time I say.
Oh yeah, look, there's notable graves here.
Oh, notable graves,
some of the most significant people in the history of Liverpool are buried here, including Catherine Kitty Wilson, 1786 to 1860, founder of the first public washhouse in 1842 after outbreaks of cholera in Liverpool during 1832 and 1840. Excellent.
Then William Huskisson, we've covered him. Then John Foster Jr. died 1846, the Liverpool architect responsible for the design of the cemetery, the oratory and the lodge, as well as some of the landmarks. Unbelievable, so these crazy frog bell ends are driving down the slopes of that wall. Yeah. Hopefully they're just going to go up there to the left and get out.
Kev's like, this is my cemetery.
Oh, it is my cemetery. Well, obviously. See, they're interesting, aren't they? See, like the little arches with this headstone in.
Yeah.
They must be the ones.
They can't be entrances because that's too short, that. That's too little. That comes up to probably about my chest height. That can't be a full entrance in there.
You wouldn't
walk through a tunnel that. You certainly wouldn't be selling a house on the basis that it had entrance to a mausoleum.
No, the entrance is where your basement is.
Right, but still, either way, you're not going to be going visiting your
deceased
relatives.
Right, come over to there. I bet you can get through there. I'm not suggesting that we enter
it. I didn't say you could get through, but I said you wouldn't with it being so short. If it's up to like my chest, you wouldn't.
I bet I can get into one of these. Should I try?
Yeah.
I'm getting a bit scared now, actually. Now that them bikes were making me feel like there was people around.
So you're actually quite comforted by the skulls?
I was comforted by the skulls, in truth, yeah. In hindsight. Ow. See, behind that wall, just behind that wall there. And that, you could walk through that?
Yeah, you could. It's low, though. Like, I'd have to bend my head a little bit.
You wouldn't?
Make sure my head didn't touch.
You really wouldn't?
Well, no, I'm sure it wouldn't, but you know what? It's a low touch. You would bet you'd naturally bend your head to make sure you didn't get hit on the head.
Yeah, okay. See all them graves lined up along there as well, gravestones?
Yes.
A lot of them are really sad. They're like, because some of them are really joyful. A lot of them are like, workhouses. Do you know what a workhouse is?
Yeah, where they send everyone to work.
Yeah, mainly young kids, though, like orphans and stuff, who were too poor and stuff. And there's like one over there, I think it says there's like 60 boys buried, and there's one stone. They're not even named. I mean, of course, in tomorrow's podcast will be, hopefully, a lot more scarier than this one, won't it?
Yes.
Because we will be locked inside
an actual haunted building.
Haunted corridors, haunted everything.
So they reckon. Because apparently it's quite freaky, so everyone seems to reckon, that you can hear unspecified noises in a place where people go to record music. So
I know you're trying to be sarcastic there, but it doesn't become you. Also, it will be terrifying. Because I'm scared when I go there alone. And I go there during the day, and I'm terrified.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's one for the record books, I think. Right, I think we seem to be on our own here.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I can see in this dark, anyway. So, should we maybe ask out? Do you want to ask out? Go on.
What do you want to ask?
Well, no. If there's anyone
here... Dear ghosts.
That's how you get possessed, you know. Do you want to get possessed? Because that's how you get possessed.
Why?
Taking the piss.
Why is that how you get possessed?
Right, I'll do it.
Right.
Hello, everyone who's been buried here.
Why have you got to do that voice?
Because they're posh.
Right. No,
it's Kevin
not.
Here from
just
We Need to Talk About Ghosts.
There's 60 kids in a warehouse. They're not posh.
Well, they're posher than you. I don't know how that works. Dear ghosts, Kevin here from We Need to Talk About Ghosts. You may have seen it on iTunes. if there is anybody here...
Don't forget to subscribe.
Don't forget to subscribe, guys. Leave a review. If there is any ghost here, truthfully, and we know that Huskisson could be limping around. I feel quite disrespectful saying that. If you just look behind you, what's wrong?
Nothing, I'm just looking.
If there is anyone here, do send us a sign, give us a sign.
Okay, let's just cut to the chase, ghosts, right? So apparently there's 58,000 of you potentially here. Why don't you just come out and explain why the mystery? Why is also like fleeting glances and can occasionally...
I don't know why that's going to be your go-to.
I just don't... Why the mystery? Like if... Because you've got such a vast range of human beings, right? You know, like everyone has completely polar opposites opinions of everything. Yeah. So what? There's got to be at least one in the history of the world who's thought, no, I'm going to... Never mind this secrecy. I'm just going to tell them. I'm just going to tell them.
That's a good point. I mean, this microphone's very good, so you may hear talk in there. That's two people I've just walked past with a dog. I reckon we stay here for a minute. Okay. Because right now, this, although we are asking about ghosts, and we're talking about ghosts, and we're doing a bit of history stuff, it is now just me and you arguing in the graveyard. No one really wants to listen
to
that.
All right, well, I have a ghost question.
Okay, and
so
I'll answer.
So if you reckon this graveyard is haunted...
Yes, which it is.
I presume you reckon most graveyards are haunted.
Yes.
Why is it? Because everyone gets buried. So why is it that some ghosts haunt the graveyard where the body is buried, and some ghosts haunt, like, where they were killed or where they lived or, you know, somewhere else like that?
Do you want an honest answer? I can tell you the answer.
Why wouldn't you? I've just
okay,
asked.
All right. Allegedly, there is only... this is according to a very old book on ghosts. Mm-hmm. There is only ever one ghost that's meant to be in a graveyard, and that is the graveyard guardian, and he's the spirit of the first person buried there. However, that...
imagine getting lumbered with that job for eternity when you didn't want it. You just wanted your eternal rest.
I know,
and now you've got to be... No, no, you've got to guard... Like, and he won't even take a shift. No. But he was here in a second. Yeah, nobody was here until later than you, so...
Or in that guy's case, I've got a limp. Let me off. But anyway, however...
Not bad enough. I've just been hit by a train. Leg mangled. We're in agony for hours.
I don't think that's... Seriously, I don't think that's appropriate to do it by his...
In case I anger him.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Ooh. Well,
oh, William.
You know what, Cersei?
Oh, God, little face.
I'm scared.
I'm really worried.
Yeah, because when stuff starts happening, you'll just go, oh, that's just the wind. When, like, there's a, I'm getting smacked in the face in the shower. Oh, that'll be the wind. But yeah, but that's allegedly only if it's consecrated ground, the graveyard guardian bit. Now, nice. I'm not saying that this place is obviously consecrated now because there's a cathedral there, but it wasn't for a long, long time.
Okay, so, I feel like that's not remotely answering my question, though.
It is.
Why is some of them in a graveyard? Why do some of them haunt the graveyard and some of them haunt, as I said, like the other places, like the last place they lived or the place they were killed or, you know, other places where... Also, would they have to get up, like, would the spirits have to get up out of the grave and go back to where they were? Like, if someone was killed and say, like...
No, no, I think it's like this. All right, I think it's like this. Right, let's say that I shoot you in the face here and now. let's say I shoot you in the face in the flat,
yeah.
Right? I think during that, you'd fly out of your body and you'd be like, what the fuck? And then the police would come. Now, there's an argument that you'll do one of two things as a spirit. You'll go, I can't believe that. I'm staying here. This can't be happening. And then you'll haunt the flat. Or you could follow your body and be like, why can't I get back in my body? And you'd follow that all the way through to where you're buried and be like, I'm staying here with my body because this is a mistake.
Right, okay. So it's not that the ghost would come out of the body in the cemetery, it's that it would stay where it is or follow the body with it.
Yes.
Hi-ho! Where are we going? What's this? What's going on? Where are we going?
I don't think you're taking this seriously, Becca. Nice little bit of graffiti on that bin there.
What about people love who have flown home?
Oh, no, love more.
Do you mind? What? Never mind, no one cares about the bin graffiti.
Go on.
What about the people who have flown home to be buried?
They're on the plane, obviously. The ghosts.
The ghosts on the plane?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it sneaks up to first class and leaves its body and the ghost behind it? Just a bit.
No, I think because listen,
this
obviously...
is nice, eh? We haven't been on a British Airways flight before. You're just stuck on Ryanair. Brilliant.
No, I think see, we don't. The thing is, I reckon at that point it'd be like God probably intercedes then and goes okay. Like Jeff, come here. Don't go, like meet him in the airport before he gets on the plane and goes, come here. And go, and then he goes to heaven for a bit, and God's like, what are you doing?
For a bit?
Listen.
Sent back
he's like,
down.
What are you doing? And Jeff's like, listen, I need to be with my body. He goes, well, you can be up here for a bit, because they're on the plane, it's boring. And then he'll go, right, go on, you can go back as you please.
It's boring as being the guardian of the graveyard.
Okay, here's an interesting one.
Who would go up to heaven and then choose to come back down? That sounds like a lie. It's heaven. It's literally heaven.
Well, you don't know. You don't know.
Anyway, what do I mean? This sounds like a lie. You've literally just said God meets him at the airport. Why am I having a genuine conversation about this? Why am I humouring this?
All right, well, what I think...
Yeah, go on. What terminal? What if he's at the wrong terminal? Oh, bloody
it might have
hell.
Been terminally
you
ill.
You should have said terminal too.
Okay, what about... So, you know the etymology of words?
Yes.
Right, the word conjure clearly comes from conjuring something up. So maybe these things are like...
What? No, you just... What? What do you mean?
No, listen, let's say, hold on. No.
You just said the meaning of the word. You can't say... You know how tree clearly comes from trees, around us. Like, whoa.
No, all right. Let's say, let's say you like reading, right? So let's say you're in a reading room and you're just there until someone thinks about you, calls you or whatever, and then you come out of the reading room and go and see them. Maybe that's what ghosts are like. So maybe he was just in his little, like, some void of space and time. Mm. And then when he hears some bellend with an umbrella going, hey, Willy Husky, come and get me, limpy man, like you just done. He goes, right, I've got to go. Some bellend's outside me crypt.
But a lot of the people who reckon they've seen him haven't conjured him.
Well, maybe he shut up. Not got the time for
well
this.
Argued.
That's an interesting gravestone, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's like a pile of rocks. It's obviously like a sculpture or something, but it's loads of rocks with...
It's only small as well.
A wreath on it?
Yeah.
Like a tiny little... It looks like rope, doesn't it? What's that at the back? A leaf? Like a leaf carved into the rock. It's quite an ornate leaf.
It's very strange, isn't it?
I think that's supposed to be bracken.
It's meant to be bracken. Who is it? Let's read the front. It's a very... thing, a bit, it's a witch. No offence if you're not. Well, it's a big offence.
In memory of Mary Louisa, the dearly beloved daughter of Thomas and Margaret Anne Platt of Manchester, born... 28th of August 1875, died 18th of January 18... Is that 1880?
Oh, God, you were five. I'm standing here calling
her
a witch.
Suffer the little children to come unto me.
Yeah, that's just a
and
prayer.
And forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God.
Bloody hell.
I thought it was going to be that...
You know, I'm going to have to get you to...
Hocus Pocus, that?
No, no, it's not going to be from Hocus Pocus. You know what, you need to... proofread these before I start going, hey, I bet you it's a witch. I said, oh no, it's a 3-year-old who died of cholera.
stop saying something
horrible. Don't say something horrible. There's some Cleopatra needles around here. I've never liked them as gravestones.
Oh, we tried to build a tree swing in here.
What's that? What is that?
What's what?
Something behind that tree.
Something?
No, something's behind that tree.
Sure is.
No, I'm being genuinely serious. Something's behind that tree.
Well, go and look then.
Fuck off.
What are you supposed to be investigating? Go on. Something behind the tree.
Just look at that tree. Seriously, look at that tree. I'm telling you now, something's behind that tree.
Right, well, go and look. I don't know why you... What's the point being if you're not... If you're going to find something or think you found something, not going to go investigate, what's the point?
Oh, it's a bird. Fucking hell.
Honest to God. Nuisance. Yeah, seriously, imagine trying to build a swing rope here.
On a serious note. What the flipping hell's that as well? That's a bird again. Oh my God, I'm hyped up now.
It's getting dull now.
It's not getting dull now, it's getting terrifying now. I'm scared.
It's a bird.
Oh,
it's
why do you make that noise?
You just done it twice.
Yeah, but how loud?
I was clearly taking the mic.
How much would you have to be paid to sleep here? Because obviously it's night time now, but we're not staying the night.
Can I bring a tent?
Yeah, if you want.
I don't like sleep in the elements.
Would you? I'd sooner sleep in the elements than in a tent here. Imagine zipping that tent up overnight and then anything at all and you've got to zip your fucking tent up again.
Yeah, but I'd rather be in the tent than out the tent if it was coming.
No, I'd sooner be out that tent.
Alright. I would do it for probably a surprisingly small amount of money.
How much is small? Says Kev, counting the coppers in his back pocket.
Yeah, you can't afford it.
Oh, okay.
I would stay here overnight for £800.
£800?
Yeah.
I think... You know what?
I do it for less.
Yeah, really? Because yeah. You need to think about this, because there's an argument that I could easily put this out on the show and ask for a whip round, and then you've got to spend the night here.
In that case, £2,000.
I thought as much.
No, I mean, I was trying to get more. I'd do it for £1,000. I'd do it for £800. I would do it for £800.
I wouldn't let you.
Well, you'd have to be with me.
Oh, whoa.
Like, ghost aside, at, like somewhere later, someone could just come and rape me and just a sitting duck. So you'd have to.
Well, as long as you've got a tent for them to do it in the privacy of four walls.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There'd have to be the two of us. I couldn't just. Like, I wouldn't sit. Like, we're in a city centre at the end of the day. You know, it's not like we're in Wales. We're just like company room.
Oh, I like the way, like, you've just note marked the entirety of Wales as lovely country and rural. Yeah. It's like Cardiff and stuff, places where there's.
I know, but
cities.
I mean, so the ghosts wouldn't be the problem. Like, an actual human being would be the problem. It was a branch. You just stood on it.
Well.
Yeah, I would sleep here for £800.
Okay. All big words when you're not going to earn it. Yeah. I mean, I'm with me as well. I haven't signed up for this.
All right. Well, how much would you need to?
I don't think. Honestly, I think.
This is rubbish. Like, if someone offered you £10,000, you'd defo do it.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Yeah. All right. £10,000.
Okay, so we need £10,800 to make this viable.
Yeah, so if you want to all do a whip round, guys. Seriously, listen out here. I can hear footsteps, and I'm being seriously. And we're the only ones here. We are now the only ones here. Everyone else has gone to bed because we've got scent. Can you not hear that? Oh, no, I can't hear it now, to be fair.
What's that in that pile of bushes there? So basically, there's like a path that goes going round, and there's grass in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And there's like a big pile of like nettles and bushes and.
Oh, yeah.
But it looks like there's something in them. Oh, it's just a tree stump. Sorry.
It's a tree stump.
I thought it was going to be a grave. It's not. It's just a tree stump. So this is widow of the late George Linley. Died, 71. I thought it said aged 11 years. This is a bit young to be widowed and married.
I was going to say, not with. It's not the marriage you're asked about, it's the fact that her husband died.
Oh, this is a captain. Captain Charles A. Webb. H. Webb.
Got there at the right time.
Was it someone there making a rather interesting decision to whittle as they entered the graveyard?
Yeah. So now we are leaving the graveyard. Ow, get your umbrella out of my hair.
Sorry.
Honest to God.
Your decision to come here in the rain.
So. My decision to grow me hair. That was
the graveyard.
St. James's Cemetery. So, Becca, I think that concludes our first night of Halloween investigations at the Cathedral and St. James Cemetery.
Yes, indeed. Are you starting to rethink the other two now? Did you get a bit scared in there?
I got a bit scared in there, but I must admit, and I'm being genuinely sincere when I say this, I am a bit apprehensive about tomorrow night's one at Vulcan.
Right.
Just to let you know, in case you don't know, it's a bit of a spoiler alert for those tuning in tomorrow. We are going to go to Vulcan Studios, which is a very old tobacco warehouse, back when big wooden ships used to dock and leave tobacco in there. It's now converted into a recording studio.
So that's how Kev found it. It was kind of almost back since we've been to Vulcan to record and then found out
that it was exceptionally haunted. I think I've told the
story.
It is. I think I've told the story on a previous show. But I'm hoping we can get Barry on, who owns the place, to tell his story tomorrow. I'm waiting for him to confirm. But either way, we will be there tomorrow. We will be alone.
Yeah, I've never been in it.
I think your attitude and your whole sceptical opinion of things is going to change massively tomorrow.
No, it's okay.
Not necessarily maybe you're going to experience something, but it's just human nature. You're closed in. Mm-hmm. It's old. It's cold.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine I'm going to like it.
No.
I like the cold.
It's quiet. Or is it? And the owner of the whole building is, you know, adamant that it's haunted. So I do think that, unlike now, tonight's one, where, you know, we're outdoors, if you need to run, you can run, and stuff like that. Tomorrow's one.
Well, I'm not going to be strapped down.
No, but you are locked in. I know, I am apprehensive for tomorrow, because I know for a fact it's going to be thrice, if not quadruple times, as terrifying as what we've just been in.
Yeah.
It's a haunted building, and we're in it. And we're mobile this year, unlike last year. This year, we're mobile.
Okay.
So, until this time tomorrow, when I do believe we may make a believer out of Becca.
Sure you will.
We bid you a pleasant... What date will this go? The 29th? Yeah, I think so. A pleasant 29th, or Halloween Eve. It's goodbye from me, Kevin.
Hang on, it's not Halloween Eve, is it? Because isn't the 31st... So Halloween...
Doing the end, isn't it?
Halloween is All Hallows Eve, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's Halloween Eve.
Right, okay.
Say goodbye to everyone.
Bye-bye.
Right, okay, we'll see you tomorrow, where we're going to get all freaked out, folk show.
Well,
bye!
One of us is.
Well, yeah, and it won't be me. Bye!
Bye-bye.